Thank you so much, Chair. I think this is a very interesting topic that the right to development discussion majorly needs. I feel like I personally see two different approaches to this topic, to the necessary mainstreaming of the right to development itself, which I think can efficiently try to understand what we have at hand. First, more in the broader system of the UN itself. There is not a strong mainstreaming of the right to development widely in the UN system itself, which I think is one of the main reasons that we are having this discussion. This is due to the lack of coordination between the different bodies of the UN itself on the matter of the right to development, the mainstream right to development. Bodies often in the fear of repetition or other reasons do not mainstream the right to development, but also fail to understand that the coordination between the agencies and bodies are crucial, which is itself a contributing factor to realizing the right to development. And here, it is also important to understand a very key point, which is often the case, that SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals, and the right to development are two different things, although they support each other. I think we need to understand that the Sustainable Development Goals are just a temporary goal with a set time of period, with a set structure of indicators and other things which come with it. But the right to development itself is an inalienable human right. I think the use of SDGs synonymously to the right to development only delays the realization of the right to development as a human right, because it almost gives an image as if the right to development is a goal or an objective for us to realize. But we need to understand that the right to development is an inalienable right, which comes with obligations and duties to be fulfilled. The UN system first clearly needs to understand the difference in delivering a clear message to engage in further engagements in this approach. The second approach that I feel is that the engagement of the UN agencies in development cooperation itself. UN agencies work in mostly several patterns, and in most cases funded and mandated by member states for certain development cooperation with conditionalities which strongly inhibit the efficiency of their engagement. This pattern of engagement between the agencies and its partners are hence not free, not active, and not meaningful itself. UN agencies cannot still continue to function according to the political will and altruistic cooperation of member states. These agencies should be able to function with stakeholders, including the member states, freely, actively, meaningfully, as highlighted by the right to development. I think the agencies themselves can use the right to development as an instrument to act more effectively and efficiently. The expert mechanism, I believe, can explore further on how the right to development can guide the management of the UN bodies and system itself in this approach. To add a more practical point, the UN system itself needs more education and mobilization on the right to development, as this is missing, and this could help the people of the system work better in mobilizing the right to development. UN system in general should start putting the right to development in practice to promote more cooperation, compliance, and commitment to protecting peace, human rights, and every other goals for which the UN was created itself. The UN and us, the humanity, unfortunately, have not yet realized how impactful and how beneficial mainstreaming the right to development is for the governance of our mechanisms and the situation we are. I believe that the recent development, especially the legally binding instrument on the right to development, is a crucial instrument which can indeed help us institutionalize the right to development, especially mainstream it within the UN system itself, starting from within the UN system. Thank you.